राधा गिरिधरी राधे। जय जय जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा। जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरानिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा गिरिधारी भगवान की, श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रमाई की, श्री श्री गौरनिताय की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, उपस्थित भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सब लोग बोलिए ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जया मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। तो आज हम सॉरी इंग्लिश नो टुडे वी आर स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर 35th वर्स चैप्टर नेम्ड व्हाट प्रह्लाद लर्न्ड इन द वूम। यदा ग्रहग्रस्ता इवा क्वचिद्धस् त्याक्रंदन्ते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहु स्वसनक्ति स्वसन स्वसनवक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणे इति आत्मम आत्मा मतिर गतत्रपः यदा ग्रहगस्त इव क्वचिद्दास त्याक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुष्वसन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेत्यात्ममतिर्गतत्रपः नारायणेत्यात्ममतिगतत्रपः यदा ग्रहग्रस्त इव क्वचिद्दास त्याक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुष्वसन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेति आत्ममतिर्गतत्रपः यदा ग्रहग्रस्त इव क्वचित्त सति आक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुश्वासन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेति आत्ममतिर्गतत्रपः यता ग्रहस्त इव क्वचिद्दसति त्याक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुस्वसन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेति आत्ममतिर्गतत्रपः यदा ग्रहग्रस्त इव क्वचिद्दसति त्याक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुष्वसन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेति आत्ममतिर्गतत्रपः यदा ग्रहग्रस्त इव क्वचिद्दास त्याक्रंदते ध्यायति वंदते जनम मुहुष्वसन वक्ति हरे जगत्पते नारायणेति आत्ममतिर्गतत्रपः यदा व्हेन ग्रहग्रस्तः हॉन्टेड बाय अ घोस्ट इव लाइक क्वचित समटाइम्स हसति लाफ्स आक्रंदते cries loudly, remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Dhyayati, meditates, vandate, offers respects, janam to all living entities, thinking all of them to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Muhu, constantly. Shvasan, breathing heavily. Vakti, he speaks. Hare, O my Lord, Jagatpate, ओ मास्टर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड, नारायण, ओ लॉर्ड नारायण, इति दस आत्ममति ही फुल्ली एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन द थॉट्स ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, गतः त्रपः विदाउट शेम. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs and he very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation and he offers respect to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. Purport. When one chants the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy, not caring for the onward so outward social conventions, it is to be understood that he is Atmamati. In other words, his consciousness is turned towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the purport only. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru गुरुवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टर सापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजाता सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. I would like to read also the translation of the previous verse. One who is situated in devotional service is certainly the controller of his senses. Thus he is a liberated person. When such a liberated person, the pure devotee, hears of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord's incarnations for the performance of various pastimes, his hair stands on end of his body, tears fall from his eyes, and in his spiritual realization, his voice falters. Sometimes he very openly dances, sometimes he sings loudly, and sometimes he cries. Thus he expresses his transcendental jubilation. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, He laughs and loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation and he offers respect to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. So this is the chapter Prahlad Maharaj is teaching his classmates about the science of bhakti. After this is a chapter where Prahlad Maharaj, after getting tortured completely by all means by the demons, the assistants of Hiranyakashipu, his father, he is also having the daring to teach his classmates who are the sons of big ministers in his father's assembly. And then the students who are having a recess in between the two teaching sessions where the teachers have gone to take their rest or prasadam, he is narrating them all the beautiful instructions of the Lord. And they are wondering actually, how that you have so much knowledge? We don't see you anywhere meeting any sadhus. We don't see you anywhere having association. We don't see your guru coming to you and instructing you. What is the secret of your such a wonderful, deep spiritual realization? So in response to this question of his classmates who are the sons of demons, Prahlad Maharaj is narrating a story in which he tells how he received this knowledge and how he can remember all these things in spite of being in a very awkward, unfavorable condition in the Gurukul of demons, where demons are studying the science of materialistic life and materialistic advancement. So in short, the story you must have heard before, I'd like to repeat again, that the demons headed by Hiranyakashipu got very much worried and powerless when their leader Hiranyakashipu went for performing austerities. So demigods took the opportunity and attacked the demons, dispersed them, made them flee away, and they defeated them and they captured the pregnant wife of Hiranyakashipu. And she was carrying the seed of child from Hiranyakashipu. So Indra, the leader of demigods, thought that this is the seed of a demon. Demon is inside Hiranyakashipu's son. So we will capture her, arrest her, keep her with us. And whenever the child is born, we will kill the child so that we can extinguish the race of demons. When they were dragging her like this, Narad Muni came on the way and said, please do not kill her. He said, no, she is carrying the seed of demon. So Narad Muni said, no, the child who is inside the womb, you may not know, is a sinless one, is a pure devotee of the Lord, Vishnu, your worshipable Lord, so please do not harm. So at this point, immediately Indradev releases her. That is the kind of obedience they have. When Narad Muni, a pure devotee, the celestial preacher, is instructing them, they immediately have faith. They didn't argue with him. How it is possible for a demon and demon's wife begetting a devotee child? It's impossible. It has to be a demon. You don't know Narad Muni. We must kill her and him. But they immediately released her and she surrendered to Narad Muni and said, please protect me and my child. I want to be under your protection and please protect me till my husband comes, and also bless me that I will deliver my baby only my husband comes back. She was very fearful actually, the way demigods were arresting and dragging her. So she remained in Narad Muni's ashram, and because she was under protection of Narad Muni, she was safe spiritually and physically also. And Narad Muni, taking opportunity, preached her actually. Actually, the essence of science of Srimad Bhagavatam was told by Narad Muni to Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And being a pure soul inside the womb of Kayadhu, even Prahlad heard all the transcendental instructions. And see how it is wonderful actually, the science of bhakti is so wonderful that the spiritual instructions being completely pure and spiritual can affect the soul in any condition of life. You may not say, I will be 12 years old, then I will get develop my intelligence and then I will be understanding everything before that and I'm old, my brain is having dementia and atrophy and then I can't understand. No, the soul is independent of any condition of the body. The soul is independent of any conditions around the body, the environment also. In fact, it is independent of any material conditions around us. That is why spiritual advancement does not depend upon any material favorable or unfavorable conditions. As long as our attitude and consciousness is very sincere and pure, no environment around us can affect us. Even a dreadful disease, a killer disease, surrounded by demons, surrounded by unfavorable conditions, natural calamities, diseases of body caused by viruses or troubles caused by the soul, ourselves by having, you know, disproportionate ambitions. So many variety of situations, favorable or unfavorable, it does not affect the soul. That is why remaining in the womb as an embryo, you know how many, it's very small embryo. It begins with 4 cells, then gradually grows and it is confined to a very dark and miserable condition. There are worms biting, the spices burning. Very unfavorable condition. Very, very unfavorable condition. We cannot imagine ourselves to be in a situation filled with liquid, filled with burning things, biting things, darkness, confinement, restrictions, frustration, misery, suffering. In that condition, somebody is accepting spiritual instruction. In fact, the more miserable we are, the easier it is to understand spiritual instruction. Because we are becoming open, you know. We become very favorably open to accept the instructions. But Prahlad was beyond all these things, whatever we are telling right now. Prahlad was a very pure devotee of the Lord. That is why he says that I was also hearing very attentively the instruction of my Gurudev Narad Muni. And my mother also heard the same instructions. But because she was too attached to family and husband and other things around her, in the course of time, even though she heard, she forgot everything. And by the unlimited blessings and grace of my Gurudev, I remembered all these things. We must note one point here, that when we go through the process of birth, it says that we remember everything in the womb when we are in the womb of a mother. And pray to the Lord, please, my Lord, please save us, save me from this wonderful worst situation. I will promise you, when I will come out of the womb, I will become your devotee and I will not forget my intensity of prayer that I am doing to you now. I promise you I will become your devotee. But the process of birth is supposed to be so traumatic that you forget everything of your past life. We do not remember anything of our past life. Very rarely somebody remembers. Like Vasudev, Devaki, Devadrona and Thara. Like Sutapa and Prishni. Like Kalavati and Suchandra, the fathers of Krishna and Radharani. They remember by the grace of the Lord. But without the grace of the Lord, one cannot remember. And the grace of the Lord comes to us through the grace of Sri Gurudev. It is the via media, it is the agency through which Sri Krishna very mercifully transfers his grace to all of us. So Narad Muni spoke to him, gave his blessings, and because of that, Prahlad Maharaj is telling all of us here in the name of his friends that how he remembered all the instructions. So this chapter entails all that Narad Muni told, because the friends requested. Here now Prahlad Maharaj is repeating all the words of Narad Muni as it is. And in these beautiful 2 verses, he explains that what is the condition of a pure devotee. In fact, nicely he explains ki how I am able to continue my devotional attitude in this so-called negative situations. Because he was amongst the demons, the guru was demons, guru were demons, the fellow students were demoniac children, sons of demons. There was no association, there was no bhakti, there was no deity worship, there was no prasadam to eat, there was no association, there was no service, nothing was there. What we are bestowed with, all the wonderful opportunities, no situations. But still how he remembered, he tells. So he says that, in one sense he is actually describing himself. He says that the devotee becomes like a madman and then does not consider any social etiquette. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj was in that condition of transcendental realization. In spite of being harassed by various weapons, by various demons to bring him to death, they were utter failure. And still he had the daring after that to go and teach the science of bhakti to all his fellow students. Who will risk their life? Already you have been tried so badly to crush your own life. But Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting science of Mahabhagavat. Or in technical terms, as per Rupa Goswami, Uttam Adhikari. A Uttam Adhikari is a person who is beyond all these rules and regulations. He is free from any tendency of criticism or Vaishnava Pradha. Completely free. And what is explained over here? He offers respect to every living entity, considering him to be a devotee of the Lord. So for a Uttam Adhikari, every living entity is a devotee of the Lord. Not every man or a woman or every human being. Every living entity, whatever dress that living entity may be wearing, is a devotee of the Lord. That is why he offers respect to every living entity. The body may be of animals or humans or demigods or anything. For a pure devotee's vision, he sees Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. That is what Krishna defines a devotee's consciousness in Bhagavad Gita. That my devotee sees me in everything and he sees everything in me. That means Lord Krishna is the source of everything. So everything that he sees around, he sees its connection with Krishna because it has come from Krishna. And because he resides in everybody's heart as a Paramatma, he considers every living entity as the temple of the Lord. Mama mana mandire raho nishidina Krishna Murari, what does this song mean? This song means that Krishna Murari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Merciful Lord, is residing in everybody's heart. And wherever Lord resides, that becomes a worshipable place. That place becomes Gaulok Vrindavan, the residential dham of the Lord. So in which sense, every living entity is carrying the temple and dham of the Lord in his heart. And that's why the Uttam Adhikari is able to see everybody by the rint of his devotion as temple of the Lord. And that is why he offers respect to that temple of the Lord. Even though there is a covering body of demon's body or a debauchee's body, still he sees the presence of the Lord in that entity. Even in the worm in the stool is having Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his heart. And that's how the Uttam Adhikari is conducting his life. And because of his devotional ecstasy, he is free from the bodily attachment. Shri Shri Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramai Chakra Bhagwan ki jai. And this situation of transcendental realization makes him completely oblivious from the bondage of the body. He has body which needs food, which needs sleep, which needs basic necessities. But still, the pure devotee, even though living in the body, goes beyond the bond and the conditions of the body. He becomes unconditional, even though being body. So Uttam Adhikari stage also is called as Jivan Mukta stage. Or either it's explained here is Atma Mati. Atma Mati means the consciousness of the soul. Mati means the bhavna or consciousness. Vichara Pravruti. So when soul, all of us, individual living entities, come to the platform of spirituality in our life, then our life becomes like this. And please think, understand that this situation is not only for people like Prahlad Maharaj. It is available to all of us. the process is given over here. In the previous shloka it is said, one who is situated in devotional service is certainly the controller of senses, and thus he becomes a liberated person. And when in such a liberated condition, one hears the transcendental qualities and pastimes of the Lord, he becomes completely in ecstasy, goes in ecstasy. So the process is given to us by Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami says that adau shraddha, tatha sadhu sangha, tatha bhajana kriya, tatha anartha nivruti. The process is very simple. What Narad Muni is following, what Prahlad Maharaj is following, what other great souls are following, our previous acharyas are following, our Gurudev is following, his Gurudev is following, all of us are supposed to follow and are following, is the process is very same. The process is chant Hare Krishna as per the Guru's instruction, attentively follow four regulative principles with great faith, with great intensity and desire of sincerity, eat prasadam regularly. Regularly, prasadam means food cooked by a devotee with love and devotion and offered with love and devotion to the Lord. Simple. Any food is not prasadam because it is offered to the Lord. The food cooked by a devotee with love and devotion and offered to Krishna in love and devotion, that is prasad. So we accept prasad every day. Avoid non-prasadam outside food. Associate with devotees and regularly read from the holy scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, like Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, important literatures that Prabhupada had thought that we should know. And then when we regularly follow this process, that is called Bhajana Kriya. Whatever we described just now is called Bhajana Kriya. The process of worshipping the Lord by following rules and regulations, being enthusiastic, being patient, and associating with devotees, hearing from scriptures. When we do this regularly with faith, with continuity, with sincere desire, with no duplicity in the mind, enthusiastically, then what happens? Anartha nivruti. All that is unwanted in the heart gets destroyed. And what is there in the heart unwanted? Lust, anger, greed, intoxication, illusion, and envy. The envy has brought us over here, and that envy is one of the most unwanted things in the heart. These things effortfully go away. When we do efforts, they go away gradually. We are not in a position to ourselves eradicate these things from our heart, but they are very powerful representations of Maya in our heart. But when we sincerely do our efforts, like the squirrel was sincerely 100% offering herself to service of Lord Ram in making the bridge to Lanka from India, our capacity may be also small, but when we offer our 100% efforts as per our full capacity, then the Lord, by His grace, the most difficult thing, He eradicates those things from the heart. It is not our credit that I control sex desire, I have given up envy, I have given up my pride, I am humble like blade of grass. It is not possible by our efforts. The Lord bestows upon us, looking out our 100% sincere effort, He comes and releases us of all these anarthas. And then unshakable faith develops in the heart. That is called nishtha. Then no unfavorable condition, no calamities, no disease, no dishonor, no suffering can shake you from the lotus feet of the Lord. And then in that condition of nishtha, the chanting becomes very nice, very powerful, attracts the attention of the Lord. And then what happens? Then we develop taste for the holy name, taste for the katha of the Lord, taste for the dham of the Lord, taste for the message of the Lord, taste for the instructions of the Lord, taste for darshan of the Lord. Everything what we do with the Lord, we get very attracted. And we start doing it naturally. That is called as raga nuga bhakti. It becomes spontaneous from the heart. That looking at the Lord doesn't become a mechanical process. It becomes a very loving, emotional exchange with the Lord. When we see the Lord with our eyes, it becomes a loving exchange between the Lord and us. We serve the Lord, becomes attractive. It becomes enchanting. It's never a boring effect, boring event for us. Because of this taste, we become attached to the Lord. Then we cannot give up the Lord's activities. We cannot give up coming to the temple, we cannot give up chanting, we cannot give up eating prasad, cannot give up reading scriptures, we cannot give up the attraction to hear about the Lord. That is called asakti. And after the asakti, bhava develops. Bhava is supposed to be the crude form of the love. The beginning of love, we can say. And in bhava bhakti, the devotee becomes something like this. When he becomes completely freed from any material desire. What is the definition of pure bhakti? Anya abhilashita shunyam. No material desire. No ulterior material desire. Jnana karmadi anavrutam. Free from desires of liberation. Free from desires of fruits of action. Free from desires for attaining mystic perfections. All the temptations who are there in the world in the process of bhakti. Free from all those temptations of liberation, fruits of action, mystic perfections. Then anukullena krishna anushilanam. Then he starts serving the Lord with favorable attitude. Kamsa also was thinking of the Lord, but very negatively as the enemy of the Lord. The devotee, when he says anukullena, that means very much favorably, in love, to please the Lord. To please him, offer oneself completely to the Lord. At that stage, these symptoms manifest. They are called as Ashta Satvika Vikar. Okay? And Rupa Goswami, in Nectar of Devotion, very beautifully explains this Ashta Satvika Vikar. The first one is Stambha, that is becoming stunned. Second one is Sveda, that is perspiring, sweating. Third is Romancha, standing up the hair on the body. Fourth is faltering of voice, gadgada kanta. The voice becomes choked up. Then next is 1, 2, 3, 4, and fifth is trembling of the body, that is kampa. Next two names, I don't know. Next is changing of body colors. Then there is ashru, then there is shedding of tears. And last is pralaya, that is devastation. These symptoms are not appearing by our efforts. They appear by the Lord's arrangement. And most important things to know here is that a devotee is not attached to these symptoms arising in the body. As we read from scriptures, that these symptoms come in the body of a pure devotee. So we try to imitate these symptoms sometimes, or hanker for these symptoms, or wait for these symptoms to come to show others that how great devotee I am. This is a conditional state. Sometimes even in the conditional state, some romance may come. Sometimes as an upsurge of emotion, some tear may come from your eyes, you know, genuinely. But then when the tear comes, you feel, oh, it's a wonderful experience. I want to get the tears again and again. I want to get the standing of the hair and the body again and again. But a sincere devotee like gopis, like the associates of Krishna, they keep getting these symptoms again and again and again, sometimes constantly in their body. Yashoda Maya, Ananda Maharaj, Satyabhama, Rukmini, the driver of Krishna, Daruka, everybody, Garuda and Uddhava and other friends of Krishna and Pandavas and Bhishmadev, they are constantly getting these symptoms in their own bhava, but they feel that these symptoms are impediments in our service to the Lord. For example, when Daruka was fanning the Lord, he started trembling and tears started flowing from his eyes, and he felt, why this is happening to me? I am not able to fan the Lord properly, so I don't want these tears to come, because by these tears I can't see the Lord. Tears are coming in between me and the Lord, and I'm unable to see the Lord. So he is not attached to a situation of pure devotional service. He is attached to serving the Lord. He is not attached to the experience of romancha or kampa or ashru. There are many examples are there. How looking at the Lord, Yashoda Mata is getting stunned. Stunned means you become like there is no feeling on the body. You become like unmovable. This is explained in the chapter of Nectar of Devotion in details. We will not go in that. But suffice to say that दीज सिम्टम्स अष्टविकार सात्विक विकार आर कमिंग इन द बॉडी एट देयर ओन अकॉर्ड एंड अ सिंसियर डिवोटी विल नेवर गेट एंटैंगल्ड इन देम बिकॉज़ समटाइम्स इट इज अ थ्रिलिंग एक्सपीरियंस व्हेन यू गेट दिस एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ रोमांच योर हेयर विल स्टैंड ऑन एंड व्हेन समथिंग विल बी कमिंग टू योर लाइफ डिवोशनली And you see, maybe in the middle of thousands of lakhs of people, suddenly you have darshan of the Lord on Janmashtami night, you may get thrilled. And that experience is like a very attracting experience. And you may feel, when I'll get the experience again. But we should think that my duty is only to serve. My duty to only remain in this devotional service to the Lord. My duty is to chant Hare Krishna, follow the instruction of my Gurudev, and keep doing my duties, irrespective of this experience. Experiences coming or not. Today I am serving the Lord in deity worship, I may get thrilling experience. Tomorrow I get totally bored. And third day I will not have any desire to go on the altar. But irrespective of these three changing conditions, one must continuously go on the altar and keep serving the Lord as per the order of Gurudev and Vaishnavas. That is what is most important. The Lord is not attracted of how you are getting thrilled with these symptoms. What is the sign of Shuddha Bhakti is Shri Krishna Akarshani. And in the pure devotional service, there is nothing like any other attraction. The asakti is only for the Lord. Asakti is not for the symptoms that are coming from the body, which are giving you, which are giving experience to you. We have to understand this very clearly. This thing may be a bewildering, may be distracting, may be sidetrack you from devotional service. May be displace you from the path of pure devotional service. We may be conditioned soul, but still we may be able to constantly perform pure devotional service. That we should understand. Without being a pure devotee also, the process of pure devotional service can be performed by a conditioned soul. Whether we are freed from other thoughts or not, still we can perform those. So our attachment should be focused. When we say that we are supposed to be focused, that means irrespective of good or bad experience, irrespective of honor or dishonor, irrespective of pleasure or displeasure, irrespective of ecstasy or not, we simply keep serving the Lord. And this particular ideal stage is told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of a gopi. Ashlishva padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampatu but mat prana nathastu saevanapara. My Lord, you may embrace me, you may crush me, you may do anything with me, you may take me close or push me away from you, but I will not leave you as my worshipable Lord, which means I will not serve you only when you embrace me, I will not serve you only when honor comes to me, I will not serve you when you accept me, I will serve you even if you reject me, I will serve you even if you crush me, I will serve you even if you crush my ego and make me a non-entity, make me nothing. Because I know I am nothing anyways. Although I appear to be having knowledge, although I appear to be having good capacity to speak wonderful things about you, or I may be having so many other qualities, but actually in essence all these things is a gift from you. And I am nothing. I have no good qualities. What does our Acharyas start telling? Narottam Das Thakur, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, and so many Prabhupada. He says, I am nothing, you please make me dance the way you want. Nobody came to garland Prabhupada on the Boston Harbor. There were no millions of followers standing with garland, and there were no newspaper item next day. The great Swami from India came to Boston Harbor to convert the whole consciousness of America. And there was nobody. There was no response. There was a very depressing situation. There was a doubt whether thing will work or not. But a devotee is determined. Nishchaya. He goes ahead without. And then we can read in Charitamrita Prabhupada that Prabhupada did get symptoms like this. There were situations, events where Prabhupada, while singing Radha Madhav, got choked up. Couldn't sing any further. Tears flew from his eyes. He became stunned. And devotees understood he is in ecstasy. But that didn't disturb him. Next morning, he was not hankering for the symptoms again. He was performing service. Next morning, next day, he must have gone through so many calamities, so many difficulties and problems and a situation to solve, to get his movements going, because he was not attached to this Ashta Sattvika Vikar. He was only attached to giving Krishna to conditioned souls, like you and me. And we should be also attached to the same purpose. But the Lord becomes his. A devotee becomes, a Lord takes the charge of that devotee's life, who is simply attached to serve him and please him. If you are attached to anything else but to the pleasure of the Lord, the Lord is hesitant to take our charge. We cannot be very safe thinking that I am in the shelter of the Lord. What is the meaning of taking shelter of the Lord? Is only being attached to please him and not being attached to any experiences that come on the way of our bhakti life. We should be simply attached to serve. And so to such a servant, Lord never ever neglects him. Taking shelter means not saying, I am yours, please my Lord, accept me. Taking shelter means following the instructions. Taking shelter means continuously being immersed in serving the Lord. The taste will come on his own. We should not hanker, when will that taste come? We should have desire. But even if the taste doesn't come, even if the attraction doesn't come, keep on doing what is being told. We have nothing to worry actually. Oh, what's happening? 5 years have passed, 10 years have passed, 20 years have passed, 30 years have passed. What is happening? Am I still not becoming pure devotee? Why? Why the romance is not coming? Even the juniors are getting romance. They came after me 5 years. Huh? What does it make difference? We have to simply be attached to serve the Lord. And that is only our privilege. The honor and privilege that we have is the opportunity to serve. That opportunity is not with everybody. Please understand, we are the very chosen few fortunate people, those who have the opportunity to see the Lord every day, to chant his name every day, to remember him every day, to have association of sincere devotees. You know, the rarest commodity, rarest privilege we have. We cannot imagine, you just go out of this temple, go out of Bhaktivedanta hospital, travel in train, you understand what kind of people are there today. What do they think? How do they conduct their lives? What are their habits? What do they talk? It's so contaminating, even being in the train, on the way to Vrindavan also. So contaminating for that much period when we are away from devotees. So we are privileged, we are honored by the opportunity to be with the devotees of the Lord. We should thank the Lord every day for having given us the opportunity to serve him and to be with his sincere devotees. What is Thakur Bhaktivinoda saying? I will go to holy places with those loving devotees of the Lord. Se sabastane haribo ami pranayi bhakata sange. I thank you, my Lord, for giving me association of loving devotees of yours. That is my greatest wealth of life. What are we proud for? What should we be proud for? Not for wealth, not for beauty, not for position. We should be proud of having an opportunity to be with sincere devotees of the Lord. Then automatically these things will manifest one day. Prabhupada says in Nectar of Instruction, also in Nectar of Devotion, that your advancement in Krishna consciousness, stage by stage, will happen automatically. Don't worry. From Shraddha to Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya, Anarth Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav and Prem, this progress will take place automatically. Don't worry. Your job is to continue sadhana in the company of devotees. Sadhu Sangha and Bhajan Kriya is your choice and your privilege, your prerogative. Continue that sincerely. Then Anartha Nivritti onwards, all the things will happen automatically. Even the Ashta Vikara, Sattvic Vikara also will appear in you. Don't worry about them. Don't hanker for them. They are all byproducts of devotion. They are not the main purpose why we are serving the Lord. I am trying to repeat again and again, we are serving the Lord only to please him and for no other purpose. Srimad Bhagavatam proclaims loudly, Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. There is no other purpose of our life. Just to act in such a way that our dear Lord is always pleased with us. And how do we know our Lord is pleased with us or not? whether our guru is happy with us or not. That will tell you whether Krishna is with you or not. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu. He is our barometer. If he is pleased, be sure Krishna is pleased. Don't worry about anything else in life. And then here it is explained that sometimes he becomes haunted like a ghost. He forgets about social etiquette. Sometimes he is fearful. What will happen to me if I become like this? I'll become a madman. Huh? But the situation is most blissful situation. You know that Jada Bharat was in this condition. There are so many examples in scriptures. Prahlad Maharaj appeared to be a very sane preacher of the Lord, but he also was in this condition. What is the proof? He was chanting the holy name of the Lord in the Gurukul of a demon. Such a risky situation. It's like doing Harinam Sankirtan in Saudi Arabia. It's calling your death instant on Friday. The throat will be cut in the assembly of people at 12:30 in the afternoon in a Maidan openly. But a pure devotee is not fearful of any condition. One who falls in love with the Lord, he has nothing to worry. He doesn't care. Because he knows, even if I live or even if I die, I am with the Lord. If this body is taken away, still I am with the Lord. If I am in the body which is diseased or having an incurable disease, I am still with the Lord. So he is not fearful. A person becomes fearful when he has taken complete shelter of the Lord. In fact, the sign of being taking complete shelter of the Lord is Nirbhay, Nirbhayta. That person only can become completely fearless. One who has taken shelter at the feet of the Lord. And that is why we should chant every day. Prahlad Maharaj is in fact explaining ki how he is so daring to explain this knowledge in the assembly of demons, in the very school of demons. He's in one sense he's telling his friends indirectly that I am in this situation, I have taken shelter of my Lord, there's nothing to fear. That's why he had that guts, you know, to daring that he would stand in front of the mountainous father who is standing in front of him with a sword ready to hit him. He says, my dear father, you also worship the Lord. Such a thrilling experience. You can see the drama, you can understand. It's a small 5-year-old child is challenging a king of the three worlds who has terrorized the demigods in the heavens. They tremble. They also tremble, but not out of love of the Lord. When Hiranyakashipu raises his eyebrow, they also tremble. Kampa. Such a personality, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, you also should worship the Lord. You also are getting the powers from where I am getting the powers. Lord Vishnu. Your welfare is to go to forest of Vrindavan and perform bhajan of the Lord Vishnu, whom you think as your enemy. It is not true. He is your well-wisher, like he is my well-wisher. From where he has got this daring? Because of being taking shelter of the Lord. So we may not be describing in details about these various Asht Sattvika Vikar, but that may bewilder us, that may distract us. But they are explained. Scriptures are explaining us. But we should know that we should not get entangled in them. Only we should read those things to understand the glory of Satyabhama, Rukmini, Sudama, Prahlad Maharaj, Jad Bharat, and the gopis and the coward boys and Radharani. They are having all the symptoms regularly of being stunned and having tears in eyes. In fact, when Krishna went to Mathura, Yashoda and Krishna Nanda Maharaj never stopped crying. Rivers were coming from Nandgaon. From eyes from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya. But they were not attached to those tears. They were simply attached to serve the Lord. I must tell you the story before I end my class. That what was the attachment and how we should be attached. In the beginning when Devaki and Vasudev, they were Sutapa and Prushni, they pleased the Lord. And they had the opportunity to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. But still, they chose to accept the service to become mother and father in spite of having so many difficulties. It was not easy to become mother of Krishna for Devaki in the prison of Kamsa. It was a terrorizing situation. Nobody liked to even come together and have a child further. But they kept on having children. It may appear very foolish actually. What you would you and me do? Stop having children only. Why do I have 8 child? Not even have 1 child also. But they knew our service is to give birth as an 8 child to the Lord. So I have to give birth to 7 children before that. So this kind of difficult situations of service they chose over getting liberated. Is one example. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, what is their story? Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura with Krishna and Balram, and then he had to come empty handed because Krishna Balram chose to stay with their original mother and father, Devaki and Vasudev. They wanted to train them in Sandipani's ashram, they want to give them sanskara, they want to fulfill their duty as mother and father. So Krishna said, my mother and my father, I am with you, please tell me whatever to do, I will stay with you only. There was a shock. Nanda Maharaj got stunned when he heard this, that event of touching Devaki's feet and telling, I am your mother, I will be staying here, was a stunning effect on Nanda Maharaj's body. And he had to return empty handed without Krishna and Balram. And Yashoda received Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was so embarrassing that he took halt in between on the road from Mathura to Nandagaon. That is called Gaurav. There is a village called Gaurav, you know, where they celebrated his appearance, arrival there. Nanda Maharaj was king of all the Braj. So they celebrated him. They really did satkar, treated him very nicely. But he was not enjoying that. He was simply embarrassed how to face Yashoda. But still he went. He went and met Yashoda. And she was so much anxious. Oh, she has made butter ready. She had made things ready to give bath to him, to wash him, to give feed him sweetmeats. Padmagandha cows and milk and butter and sweetmeats. Sandesh, everything was ready. And she was so anxious to receive. She was asking Nanda Maharaj, where is Krishna and Balram? He is quiet. Where is Krishna and Balram? He is quiet. What has happened to you? So then he said, they have not come with me. No, you are kidding, you are joking, you are trying to make fun of me. Tell me where they are, I am not able to wait anymore. I want to see them. He said, no, Mother Yashoda, no, dear Yashoda, they have not come. They have chosen to stay with their mother and father, Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudev. It was a shock for him, for her. How could this happen? And there is an expression of love in anger. She became very angry. And Nanda Maharaj was her husband, her worshipable husband. Started using bad words for him. What kind of father you are? You don't know how to love. You don't have any feelings for your children. Better was Dashrath. When Lord Ramchandra went to fast, he gave up his life. He died. He was much better than you. You have no love for Krishna and Balram. You just claim to be having love. Now Nanda Maharaj, his position, just imagine, he is hearing all these bad words. He also is suffering from the separation of Krishna and Balram, that he could not bring them with him. He is equally suffering like Yashoda, but here he is in a position that he is hearing all the bad words of Yashoda also. And very painful bad words, that you don't have love to Krishna Balram. Love to Krishna Balram was life and soul of Nanda Maharaj. And still he is just tolerating. He's not saying, you, what do you think? Only you have love. I also have love. They're not arguing like ordinary husband and wife. They are simply quietly listening. And she was so angry and so angry. She was using so many. I gave you one heart-rending, heart-killing statement. That better was Dashrath who died. That means you should have also died there. Instead of coming alive over here to tell me in Nandagaon that I haven't brought Krishna Balram with me. You can imagine somebody tells you like this. You are in love with the Lord and somebody tells you like this. So painful. You will commit suicide there only. What is the worth of living? After allowing Yashoda to ventilate all her feelings, after she finished talking and she almost became like unconscious, he went to Yashoda and told, my dear Yashoda, I also could have died. It was very easy for me. I also could have left my body there itself. I didn't have any desire to come alive over here to face you, to Nandagaon, to tell you that I have not brought Krishna and Balram. Don't think that I was unable to die. I could have died million times there if it was pleasing to Krishna. But he told me he will come back to Nandagaon. And just imagine, if I would have chosen to die at my own will, what he would have felt when he would have come to Nandagaon, how miserable he would have been to not see Baba. So Yashoda, it is our duty to live. That is why I am living. I have no interest in living right now without Krishna Balaram's association. But I understand that my service is to live till he comes back. And Yashoda, you also, please do not die. You also need to live continuously till he comes, so that when he comes back to Nandagaon, he will be very happy to see Maya and Baba. That much is the attachment to service. That much is the attachment to please the Lord. The idea is not to see how I am comfortable in service to the Lord. The idea is by serving the Lord, how I can please the Lord. So when there is a choice to die also, Nanda Maharaj is choosing not to die. Such a story of inspiring story in Nanda Maharaj's life shows the attachment to serve and please the Lord. And please don't think this was only Nanda Maharaj's condition. This was condition of every living entity in Vrindavan. The gopis could have taken a horse and gone to Mathura. Just 11 kilometers, maybe little more that time. It was approachable. But they never went because it was not his desire that they come there. It was his desire that they stay back. And he has promised he will come back. So they lived for 100 years. Every day suffering. Anybody would have said, ki, enough yaar, bahut ho gaya abhi. How much to wait? How many days every day to prepare for him to come? He is not coming anymore. Forget him. No, every single day they were getting up. And they were preparing laddus and flower garlands and decorating the roads and the path of his arrival. And looking in the horizon, anywhere you can see peacock feather coming. And then in the night, time to meet, they would decorate themselves to receive Krishna. And then he would not come. And they would break all the laddus and break all the garlands and destroy all their stringar and beat their chest and become unconscious. That is devastation, the pralaya, the eighth symptom. Whole night they would beat themselves, starve and remain like that. Okay, next morning they get up and start preparing. Why is this? Because only desire to serve the Lord. Only desire to remain in his service and remain. That is the only expectation. There is no expectation that we should be happy. The expectation is only the Lord should be happy. That is the only purpose of our existence. Don't think that is only the purpose of Nanda Yashoda and the gopis and Gwalbal in Vrindavan. No. Even our perfection of life lies in the situation of only attempting to please the Lord. And that's our privilege. That's our greatest fortune. Maybe some good karmas we have done in the past life. Maybe we have been blessed by a pure devotee. Maybe we have been under shelter of a pure devotee and his movement. That is why we have been offered the opportunity. Sometimes we are disturbed. My prasad is not good. This prasad is only this. I don't like in that temple. Prasadam is very good. In that temple, devotees go for yatra regularly. And that temple, this happens. And they have nice dresses to wear. And so many things are there. We make a disturbance. Say so many things. You know, life is full of difficulties and disturbances. But sincerely we should pray to Lord. Okay, in spite of all the calamities and controversies and difficulties coming to my life, I have been blessed with the benediction of remaining in service to the Lord. As long as that is not taken away from me, I should be happy. We should say even the prasad is not good, not enough, not good facilities around me, still I have holy name with me to chant. Still I have my service to do. Still I have morning seva to do. Still I have so much of worship and so much of service to do to devotees and to so many things are there. As long as that is not taken away from me, I should be happy. And the Lord will always provide you food, shelter, everything as per your requirement. We are under his shelter. Why should we bother? That's the practical understanding of situation. That in all conditions, whether in Kanishta Adhikari condition, whether in little advanced condition, with very advanced condition, our condition only one, that we have service to the Lord. And we should meditate on this regularly. How fortunate we are. We are blessed with the supreme most gift of service to the Lord. The only means of connecting with the Lord is service. And when we are connected in that sense, our life is always immunized from Maya. Always free from Maya's influences and always filled with devotion and love for the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Yes, Prabhuji. What is the position of Kanishta Adhikari? Kanishta Adhikari is defined as that devotee who is only attached to the Lord and does not care for other devotees. He only sees Lord in the Lord's Vigraha and only wants to please and serve Him, and he neglects or sometimes dishonors fellow devotees. When he starts seeing the same Lord in the devotees also, he becomes advanced. And third stage is that not only the devotee will see the Lord in the heart of fellow human beings, but also he will see the Lord in the heart of other living entities and also in the non-living entities also. Even the stone and pebble and every atom, he will see the Lord. So, it's a beginning stage. The devotee, Kanishta Adhikari, chants the holy name. He has faith in the holy name. And he sees the Lord as a Lord and Master. But beyond that, he disrespects devotees. So if you see very, very chanting Hare Krishna nicely, praying to the Lord very nicely, coming for darshan very nicely, but doesn't care for devotees, it's not a good situation. It's our prerogative, or rather it's a must for us, to rise above this Kanishta Adhikari stage. It's our duty. Because Lord, how much ever you serve Him and please Him individually, and you disrespect your devotees, He doesn't care for your service. Because He loves devotees more than Himself. He says, I don't know anybody than my devotees. My devotees don't know anybody but me. And if you don't care for my devotee, I don't care for your service. So what is the use of the service if the Lord doesn't care? So it's essential for a devotee to rise above the Kanishta platform, to serve the devotees, respect the devotees. However they are so-called junior or senior, should respect them. Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrut tells that we should worship such devotees, offer respects to Him, at least in the mind, if not on the body. Because Lord cares for him. A newcomer devotee also, the Lord cares for him as His own, more than us sometimes. Any other question? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai ho.